thankful that you're here with us tonight.
Hi, everyone. My name is Allison Talton, and I'm a believer in Christ. And I'm really grateful to be able to share with you all God's grace in my life and the things that He's done for me. And my story is a story of addiction. I was an alcoholic and I used drugs and I didn't believe in God. A lot of that was the way I was raised. I wasn't raised in a church, and my family kind of bounced around. My dad was an alcoholic and we moved about 3 times a year on average. So it was a rocky growing up, and that was part of it. And the other part was I think I was just hardwired to be a little neurotic as a kid, so I was always very nervous and very scared all the time, so the moving around didn't help that. So when I started drinking and using drugs around age 18, I thought I found a sort of an answer. It made me feel better. I thought I could function better. And so I did that for many years until I started to be unable to function, and then I tried to stop, and then I couldn't stop. And that cycle went on for a little while, wanting to stop and not being able to and being in that trap. And about 2 years ago, I ended up at St. Matthew's House in a one-year faith-based program, Christ-centered program. And honestly, I was there because I didn't have anywhere else to go. And my family was done with me, and I didn't have any friends because I'd spent the last 5 to 10 years just isolating. And I didn't really have any kind of, I wasn't ambitious enough to go try and live on the streets. You know, I had no hustle. So I just ended up at St. Matthew's House, and I figured once I started feeling a little bit better, I would leave this Jesus boot camp, and I would go on my way and continue my life, you know, once I got a plan together. And here it is almost 2 years later, and I work there now, and I've been baptized, and I go to church, and here I am speaking to you all today. And somebody like me, who was so dismissive of the idea of Christianity, or born-again Christians, or just going to church in general, the Bible, you know, I was somebody who considered myself, you know, academic and logical. And so the word that comes to mind is dismissive. I really was very close-minded. And what I found was that God pretty much plucked me up out of this desperate and despondent life that I was living and set me down right smack in the center of this community of believers. And I sort of was worked on without even my permission. And I became a Christian. Suddenly there I was. You know, and it happened really slowly for me. I did not have an experience where, you know, there was no burning bush, as they say, or, you know, it wasn't anything like that for me. What it's been for me is here I am 2 years later. I don't drink and I don't use drugs. I'm grateful for every day. I have this huge extended family, the church that I go to and the people in my life that I went through the program with, and St. Matthew's House, of course. And the fact that all that has happened and that I'm here, I can look back and I can see God's hand moving, and everything has meaning now where nothing had meaning before and everything was chaos. And it's such a relief to know that I'm not the one that dictates my life, that I'm not the one that I have to look to. It's a relief, and I'm so grateful that I've met Jesus and that He's the one who has control of my life and always did. So that's pretty much my testimony. I'm still very much a baby Christian, and I struggle with doubt and I struggle with faith, but I feel like if I remove all the labels and I look at it, you know, this is the way of life that I want to live, and this is what works for me, and I can't imagine any other way, and I'm just grateful for it. Thank you.